Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
What up, motherfuckers? It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
Where's my rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Check, check, check. I don't even know if my mic's on.
I hear you, baby.
Fucking, ooh, I'm in a mood.
Why are you in a mood, daddy?
Because fucking, Brendan's not here. He didn't fucking show up on time, you know, so I'm already running a little bit late, which is fine. You know, it happens once in a while.
Yeah, yeah, it's fine when you podcast. Of course it is.
But Brendan's running very, very, very late.
Let's be honest. Brendan's not running.
Yes, Brendan is slowly crawling here, probably. I don't know what's going on. He's taking an Uber. He didn't know he was supposed to be here. It's just massive insubordination across the board. Ian Finance was going to be on the show initially, but Ian Finance apparently not ready to come out of hiding yet. So it's a weird way to start a fucking Monday. We're supposed to come out of the gate hot. I stopped. We kept on getting copyright strikes against us or copyright things because we keep on putting music in the YouTube videos.
But it's the only way to psych up. Can we just have music that they can't hear and we're just dancing to nothing?
Yeah, I mean, I hope, I wish, because it's nice to come into some fucking fire-ass music, but the problem is we play these songs, we dance, we have some fun, we're fucking high-fiving.
And then they demonetize every single episode
of everything we've ever done. Everything we've ever done. Make no money on it. It's fine. We do it for the love of the game, but, you know, let's get real. It's just, we might have to go back to demonetizing these videos, don't you? I need some music right now.
I know, we need
Shannon, give me some Main Street. Jesus Christ, just give me some Main Street. At least it'll put me in a better mood. Have we ever been demonetized for Main Street, Shannon? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
I feel like we get away with that one.
What Shannon, the devil?
I don't know.
Shannon, why does your voice sound like that?
I don't know.
Do you know what we're talking about?
Yeah, I hear it. Oh my God, I sound like a guy.
What shit? Is there some sort of rape thing happening when we're not here? Is there like some sort of serial killer?
Shannon, ask us if we like scary movies.
You like scary movies?
This is crazy. This is a problem.
I think the show that was in here before this changed the pitch, and I have to figure out how to change it.
Say, would you like to play a game?
Would you like to play a game?
It's fucking hilarious.
Dude, I think Shannon should have to talk like that on the show too. Let's just devalue her a little.
Shannon, give me a little bit of Main Street. Let me relax a little bit. Apparently, Sagalo is going to be here soon. My computer, for some reason, isn't turning on. I'm trying so hard to fucking be entertaining for the masses right now. One of the best podcasters in the world, probably the most underrated podcaster in the world, the Puerto Rican Rattlesnake, Louis J. Gomez. Yes, that's right. It's Monday.
Let the soothing sounds of Mr. Seeger just carry you away.
A little bit. This is fucking great.
You got this. It's Monday morning. You got all week to conquer, baby.
We're back in the studio. Zach D'Amico, international superstar. Zach D'Amico with me as always. I'm glad I have you. I'm glad I have Shannon. I'm glad I have Eric here. I am calming down a little bit. It does immediately make me feel better.
It is. It's soothing you.
It's worth not making the fucking $108 that I would have made on this episode. I don't know what that. I pulled that number out of my ass, but it's probably something like that.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
Yeah, fuck it. Fuck it. Just to be calm and give you guys a better show. That's how much you care about the Real Ass Podcast audience. Nobody else is doing that. Nobody else just says, you know what? Fuck it. I'll pay you guys to listen to the show.
We'll lose money.
No, what type of human would do that? That's a terrible business plan, my partners say to me every day.
It's nice, though.
Shannon.
Yes.
Yes. What, is your voice not better?
It's not better.
Can you call Ralph? Can you figure it out?
It sounds like Ralph.
I texted. It's either Bobby, Alex, or Francis that changed it. So I texted all three of them to find out how to switch it.
It's fucking ridiculous, okay? But my computer just keeps on restarting over and over and over again. Is there a song that I can play on top of this song while it's playing? Because I'm getting angry during it.
Lewis is in a Black Mirror episode.
This is psychotic. It's like
the studio's turned against him.
All right. Relax. Everyone be cool. Welcome to the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I'm trying to relax. Calm down. Brenna Sagalow is supposed to be here in literally 2 minutes.
11:36 is his ETA.
11:36, wow, so later than he initially anticipated. That's okay. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the show. Brennan gets no plugs today, and he's banned from All Things Gas Digital for 1 month after today. Shannon, you have to tell him that in your monster voice once he's sitting down.
Okay.
Hey. When I got rid of it.
Damn it.
I just want to make Shannon say filthy things with her monster voice. Shannon, yes. Come on. Just talk dirty to us for like a minute.
Oh, I don't know.
20 seconds.
You have a really big hard cock.
What? Shannon, you whore.
You lying whore. Why? I didn't expect it to go that 1 to 100 like that.
Now it's fucking, now it's flipped sideways. My computer's flipped sideways for no reason.
Lewis, fuck your computer. I have a big hard cock.
What is this? Please. Yes. Fuck me. Please don't have porn pulled up that I jerk off to. Zach. All right, well, the song made me feel no better, Shannon.
I'm sorry.
Tell me he has a big hard cock.
Tell me I have a big hard cock. Tell me I have an above-average size hard cock.
You have an above-average size cock.
Hard cock.
Hard cock.
Especially after I take a Bluetooth, Bluetooth.com. Make sure you use that promo code RAP. Fuck it. I can still do ad reads. That's all I got. Welcome to Windows. Quick help. Shut the fuck up. Skip for now, bitch. Let's go. Cannot reconnect all network drives. I don't even care anymore. All right. Whew. I'm calm. Did you call Ian?
I texted him to call the number. The studio number. He hasn't responded.
Fucking Ian, piece of shit. You know, guys, I'm back today. I'm back into training, by the way.
You have your boxing gloves out there. I'm happy for you.
I have my boxing gloves, my wraps, my new mouth guard. My fucking new mouth guard that doesn't really fit too well. Yeah. I'm fucking excited about this. Shannon, have you been seeing the shit talking heating up?
I have. I'm excited.
Are you excited? Why are you excited?
Yeah, I think that'd be a really fun fight to watch.
Shannon was the one. Fuck that.
Shannon, you don't think I'm going to. First of all, let me explain what's going on here. So, Jason Ellis. The guy who is who created Ellis Mania, radio host and
mogul.
That's not what they call Australian mixed bloods. He's a mogul. You know, he's fucking dude, Jason. He's great. I really like Jason, and what he does with Ellis Mania is great. But he's like a dude who's done real fights, and he commented on an Instagram post of mine. Somebody said, oh, would you ever consider fighting Jason Ellis? And they tagged Jason Ellis. And he was like, he just says something like, I'd kill him or something like that. And then, you know, me, I'm a psycho. So I'm like, oh, you know, I don't think you'd really kill me. Then I posted a picture of me. I guess he just hurt his knee, like doing something badass.
Yeah, like, something awesome. Fucking
like fighting three people at once or like skateboarding down a fucking mountain or something.
Yeah,
crazy.
Karate kicking somebody off a cliff with a Mountain Dew can in his hand.
Yeah. Just fucking really... He was karate kicking forest fires in Australia. He was actually physically fighting the forest fires.
I'm back.
Hey, you're guys. Back. Nice. I like it, Shannon. Yeah. Your voice is very sexy. Yet. Holy shit. Time out. I'll do that for now.
Blame Shannon.
Now show them them titties.
Yes, Shannon.
I have my show them them kitties shirt on.
Show them them kitties? Wow. Wait, did I come up with that?
Yeah, sure.
Did I? Where'd you get that shirt?
I just saw it on Facebook. I think it like seeked me out because it heard that term all the time.
So I came up with it.
Yep.
I'm fucking smart as shit, dude. Why don't we just steal that idea and sell that shirt on the Real Ass Podcast site, Shannon?
Okay.
Sweet. Just steal the whole design and everything. Yeah, so Shannon, so you... I'm sorry, I lost my train of thought.
You're going to fight Jason Ellis.
Yeah, I'm going to fight Jason Ellis. So... So we started talking shit back and forth, okay? And not really. Like, I mean, I don't think there's anything angry behind it, but he's very, very confident that he could beat me in any sort of martial arts, any sort of fighting, anything really, anything involving competition. That's sort of the way that he put it. Mm-hmm. And me, I like a good fucking challenge. I really do. Shannon, I know that you've said to me already today that you are sort of attracted to Jason Ellis. And when you said that to me, it broke my fucking heart.
Sorry. I don't know. He's like all crazy tatted up.
Shannon, I'm all crazy tatted up. I mean, we hit on some of the same beats here, you know. I got to be honest with you.
Okay. I mean, like, he's got like a, you know, his accent. It's kind of
hard. Well, I'll go on an accent. Shannon, come over and suck my cork. Shannon, suck me cork.
Yeah, he's pretty hot.
Let me see. Pull up some pictures of Jason Ellis.
I like it.
You like that?
I like his whole thing, yeah.
You're into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he's very, very, he's got a lot of tattoos. He's got head tattoos. He's been in real fights, too. He's been in.
Yeah, I have a fight reel of his, if you'd like.
Oh, let's see a fight reel, Shannon. Shannon looked up a fight reel. What a whore. What a whore Shannon is. And it also.
And insubordinate.
The lack of fucking loyalty. I've never seen anybody else in the world just so blatantly disloyal.
No, that's not true.
Is his fight reel him bullying Harrington in a park, or is it real fights?
I got a fight reel. I got a real ass fight reel.
I looked it up for the purpose of so that if you do fight him, you can find his weaknesses. So
you looked it up
can.
For the porpoise, you fat bitch. Suck my dick. Go be with Jason Ellis. I don't care, Shannon. Be with him. Be his fucking producer. I'll take his producer. He's got a hot producer.
I bet, yeah, but she's phenomenal.
Fucking young ass fucking chick. Young Shannon. We're going to call his producer Young Shannon. Somebody let me know who Jason Ellis' producer is in the chat. Let Shannon know in the chat, and we'll pull up a picture of Jason Ellis' producer.
It's probably a fat, big fat guy.
No, it's probably a fucking hot young baby.
He's married, though, so maybe his wife wouldn't want him
They
to
would
have...
fuck. They have threesomes with fucking everything. Hot chicks, dudes, animals. They don't give a fuck, dude. Jason Ellis is a psycho. You know this, right? My problem with Jason Ellis, okay... My issue with fighting Jason Ellis, and I want to do this. I think we're going to do this. We got to sign. We got to get a contract. It's going to be a little bit different than the last fucking Ellis Mania. But the problem with
you won that one.
No, fuck you, dude. No faith. The lack of loyalty across the board, all around me. I'm swimming in fucking unloyalty. Swimming in unloyalty. That's the name of the fucking show, Shannon. Shut up, fucking assholes. I the soundboard, I haven't used it in months. Okay, I don't know where everything's at now.
You never knew where everything was.
Shannon, I am trying to make points right now, and you're gonna have to edit this all together to make me look good. So fucking, how does that feel?
It means no episode goes out.
Fuck.
Right, you want to see the reel?
I want to see the reel. Let's see. Shuffle up, punch him in the head. That's not good. Dominic Cruz. Yeah. Oh, dude, he punches fucking pink. How funny would that be? Just laser out. Clay Guida. Yeah, so this is actually what I was saying with Dennis Brendan Schaub grappling. The thing with him is he's got experience. It's not like he ever wins in Ellis Media against these guys. He gets his ass kicked by these guys. But the reality is he goes and takes fucking shots from real guys. So I'm not going to be able to hurt this guy. He went and had Shane Carwin fight him at Ellis Media.
I saw a fight with him and Uriah Faber also.
Yeah. Yeah, and like usually these guys tie one hand behind their back and they still beat him. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, but I don't really fucking know. I'll tell you right now, I talked to the guys that I work with, Diego and Bisping, and they said they watch what he does, and they're like, yeah, we can make that work. It's not crazy. It's not a fucking foregone conclusion this guy's going to just destroy me. I mean, yeah, a lot of these are him getting beat up. Look, it's fine, Shannon. Turn it off. You fuck. Can you dry your vagina off as well? Because I'm trying to do a show, Shannon. It's distracting. Have your vagina dripping in the office. It's also unsanitary.
All right, I have Clorox wipes.
Can you get COVID from veg juice? Of course, probably.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think I think you're supposed to be careful. That's why they promoted glory holes, the CDC.
Shannon, get over here. Put my dick through this hole in the wall. And what? We're saving lives. I can't believe you're attracted to this man and you'll be rooting for him.
I didn't say I'd be rooting for him. I'm going to have some loyalty, but it would be exciting to watch.
Do you think that I have any chance of winning this fight, Shannon?
I mean, in the fights that I've watched of his, he really can take a punch. Like, you know, so.
I can take a punch. Okay?
How much? What is the size difference between you guys?
I think we're very comparable size. Very comparable size. I don't know. I mean, I don't remember him being that much bigger than me. I think we'd probably come into the fight 205 pounds. It would be like I'm bigger than Ryan O'Neal. I didn't realize how much bigger I am than Ryan O'Neal. But I like the idea of challenging myself. That's the other side of it as well. People are like, dude, you're fucking crazy. I'm like, you're not really crazy. I mean, it is just a fucking fight, right?
It can only make your name go further.
6'1", 205 pounds. Yeah. I'm like probably 240 right now. But we would talk about doing this fight, you know, probably in the new year. He's getting knee surgery right now. He hit me up and he was like, dude,
you should fight him the day after the surgery.
I'll fucking destroy him right now, dude. Give him when he's got one knee, it's over. He just beats the shit out of me.
Yeah.
Just fucking still literally kicks my ass.
Me and Shannon knock out his good knee the night before and he still beats you.
Shannon, did you figure out who his producer is? Is it a hot chick?
Hold on. I just got a text from Ian saying he can't call in until after 12.
Ugh, I hate him. Yeah, well, whatever. Look, I'm going back into to training today, and just I was doing it anyway. Me and Diego were meeting up today anyway, and then this happened to happen online. So we'll see what happens. He can take a punch. I don't think I'm going to be able to hit him with anything he's never taken before. But I think people really underestimate my will to win, and they really underestimate how much I fucking will put into it. I really will. It'll be the best. I said this on my Instagram Live. This will be the best version of Luis J. Gomez you've ever seen. I'll be able to destroy the old Luis J. Gomez. Just fucking annihilate the old Luis J. Gomez that you guys saw in that last fight. So I don't know. I have no idea how good I can possibly get in 6 months' time or whatever it might be. And how good is Jason Ellis compared to the old Jason Ellis? He's getting knee surgery. I think he's had some back issues in the past. I think he's, how old is he, Shannon?
Hold on.
He's like 50. I think he's like a 50-year-old guy. He's an older guy. So he's got to slow down at one point. There's got to be a moment where he, in life, fuck it. Maybe it's not now, right? Maybe it's not in 6 months. Maybe it's not in the new year. Maybe it's not Ellis Mania 20. But there is a moment, I think, where we can fucking cross and I could be able to. Now, maybe it's when he's 60 and I'm 50.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. But maybe
I love
it's
that
now.
We're looking at it like when you see like a porn chick, you'd be like, you know what? In 10 years, when shit really goes bad for her, I could probably fuck her.
He's 48.
He's 48 years old, 10 years older than me.
But that's he's getting close to old man strength.
Yeah. Look, he will be a fucking.
There might be a curve in there.
It will be a tougher, I mean, substantially tougher matchup than Ryan O'Neal. I believe so, you know, but it should be. Looking back at the Ryan O'Neal fight, if you go back and watch the fight, Shannon, pull up the fight again just for a second. Pull up there's like a highlight video or one of those. You watch in the first fucking round where he turned over, leaves his arm out. I mean, the arm bar, the rear naked choke is just there. He wasn't defending it. But my problem is I didn't know what he knew, and I was just nervous. You're nervous the first time you go into something like this. I had no idea. But looking back, I could have ended that Ryan O'Neal fight inside of the first minute and a half pretty fucking easily. Shannon, put it when we're on the ground.
It's
watch.
It's going to happen right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I was fucking.
Shannon has it memorized.
She really does. Shannon loves watching me be violent. And I was in fucking great shape here. People talk shit about my fucking my rash guard, but first of all, covered in smoked honey, they paid to be there. Then second of all, very sensitive skin, guys. Very sensitive skin. And third of all, I felt comfortable. I felt very confident. I looked good in my rash guard. Kept it all together. It was like Spanx. Shut up, Shannon.
Dude, for the money you got to wear that thing, I would have wore a fucking rash guard that said, fucking, I suck my uncle's dick for smoked honey.
Look at that right here. Armbar's there. Now, look, I take his back right here. Now, the rear naked choke. If I would have just, I could have wrapped the right arm in. That's it. But instead, my coach told me, he was like, dude, if you got position, you got ground and pound, why give it up? But this was just here. He wasn't holding my hand there. I was holding his hand underneath, FYIs. All right, thank you, Shannon. I don't want to have to relive this over and over again. But I could have ended that fight with fucking ease right there and right then. And you got to see me sort of gas out. My striking wasn't fucking crazy. I was still nervous, really just learning a 1-2. But the Luis J. Gomez in a few months where I could be compared to where I was then. I mean, holy shit.
I have an update.
What?
Brendan's Uber brought him to the wrong place.
No.
Now he's running over from 9th and 1st.
He's not running over. Why is he running over? I hate him so much. So let me know what you guys think either way. Shannon, anybody in the chat, do they think I got a chance? Does anybody think I have a fucking chance at this fight?
You know what? I do.
Thank you, big boy.
You got it, daddy.
That's crazy. Nobody's giving me a chance. Where I will go, what my body will be. I mean, I'll bring my body to new heights. Shannon, by the way, listen to me. You're going to lick my fucking stomach. I swear to God, Shannon, I'm going to get so hot. You're going to come in every morning. You're just going to get on your hands and knees. You're going to start licking my stomach.
That was supposed to happen on June 1st.
Shannon, God damn it. You're fucking with me here.
Oh, there's a lot of people on your side in the chat.
See?
And they say that you can, you know, bounce back into shape very quickly.
Doggy, I'm telling you right now, I'll get down to, I will walk around at 205 pounds. I just want to make the fight, make him have to cut even more weight. I'll make the fight at 195. Let's fucking go. Woo! I get so annoying if I got a fight coming up. This is 6 months of this shit, baby boys. I'm not going to overtrain this time. I'm not going to get injured. I'm going to fucking, dude, I hit a Bisping. Bisping's like, mate, let's fucking do it. He was excited. He got excited to the idea of getting able to train me for this. Bisping will be in. Diego will be in. I'm meeting up with Diego right after this, Shannon. You have no faith, you bitch.
I didn't say that. I think there's a chance.
Yeah.
I'm excited for it.
I miss your monster voice.
Dude.
I think I could put it back on if you want.
What?
My monster voice.
The monster voice was fucking fire, Shannon. It was kind of sexy in its own way.
Right? It made her a little more attainable.
Okay, really quick, guys. We got to talk about the Ridge Wallet, which I love. Look at my Ridge Wallet. Look how cool my Ridge Wallet is.
So bad.
We might have one next door.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Okay. I swear to God, we might have one. Maybe you play your fucking cards right, Sagla. Maybe you realize what you're dealing with over here. The fucking... We don't mess
around. You guys don't fuck around.
We don't fuck around. Okay, Ridge Wallet, first of all, they're an incredible company that supports so many shows on the network. They really do make the coolest wallet you'll ever have in your entire life. It's not like your bullshit old leather crappy wallet that you have a bunch of receipts and gum wrappers in that you're never going to use. They streamline everything. This is my Ridge Wallet right here. Look at this, Sagla. This is it right here. Okay, I keep my cards in here. I have my fucking laundry card, my credit card, my ID, a little weed. I got my weed fucking grinder right there, my card one. And then it got a little money clip on it. This is titanium right here, but they have carbon fiber. They have aluminum. Really slick styles, over a dozen styles. They have bags. They have other things as well, cell phone cases. Ridge is an incredible company, incredible products. There's a lifetime warranty if you love it, and free returns if you don't, which is pretty goddamn incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Thousands of people leaving 5-star reviews. And right now, if you go to ridge.com/real, use the promo code REAL. If you use the link in the episode description, you're going to save 10% off your Ridge Wallet. This is literally the perfect Father's Day gift. Your father opens up his Ridge Wallet. He opens it up. He's like, holy shit, this is fucking slick. It's like a money clip from the future, a wallet from the future combined. A money clip and a wallet had a baby, and the Ridge Wallet came out, and they said, hey, my mom and my dad are old as fuck. Don't worry about them. They're racist. Yay, well, Black Lives Matter. That's what the Ridge Wallet's doing right now, technically in your pocket. Once again, that is ridge.com/real. Use that promo code REAL. 10% off. Okay. Let's get back into it. Zach, I watched the beginning of Cabin in the Woods the other day. Fell asleep. People love this movie, apparently. It was just getting really weird.
Yeah.
And I you know, the zombies just started killing people.
I really like Cabin in the Woods.
People love it. It was like 92% on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, yeah. It's surprisingly good.
No idea what it was going to be when I clicked play on it. And then I was like, what the fuck is this? Mm-hmm. I know it's like it starts to unfold, I'm assuming, a little bit more like... Whatever, I'm not supposed to know what's going on.
No, yet, you're not right? supposed to okay, know what's going on.
I want
to
make sure that I'm not retarded
yeah.
and I've missed something because I'm not well. Supposed to. Fuck,
no, it's really.
Put them on the board.
No, it's really good. There's entire articles where they like freeze frame certain shots of that movie and they'd be like 88 Easter eggs, like references to other horror movies. Nice. Hello.
Yo. 88 Easter eggs is the magic word to make Brendan show up.
It's because I'm shaped like an egg.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, buddy, Brendan, good to see you, man. I mean, what Thank is you going for hanging on out. Here, Thank Brendan? You for coming out.
What happened to us?
I don't know, man. Well, to be fair, I didn't think the opening of Gas Digital was in phase one.
Yeah, dude. This is phase one. We're
news.
Boy.
We're news. We're a news source for people.
Ugh.
You didn't know that?
Hat on. Look at that. I'm losing my hair.
Very unattractive.
No, I'm charming and I'm cute.
By the way, this side of the table looks like a waiting room for an audition.
You guys look
but
like...
we like hate each other because we see each other every week.
Yeah.
You guys look like a tag team, like a pro wrestling tag team. Your angle is that you're both retarded. Remember when that used to be like an angle in pro wrestling is retarded people?
Eugene.
I don't know who Eugene was, but it was like a lot of them were just supposed to be like slow, like fucking...
Yeah.
Like just wacky fucking... Remember
there was like two or three in recent history.
Oh, nice.
What like, were their names?
Eugene Festus, who was like a retarded hillbilly. Nice. And he would come out like comatose. Like, and then when the bell would ring, he would go...
Hillbillies in cartoons is the thing that they're okay with. So Zootopia, one of the characters in Zootopia is fucking just a straight up backwoods... redneck, and I think in the future that's not going to be okay.
They're on it already because sure. I got a Facebook post taken down for using white trash.
Yeah, white trash is a thing. Well, you use the word white, they don't fucking like that. And it's really just trolls because they're like, what? I can't call him the N-word, but he can say white trash?
Yeah.
Okay. And then, yeah, they get it taken down, but that's okay.
That's all right.
But, yeah, in cartoons, you'll see, that hillbilly, slow... character that's like just completely okay, and that is like an obnoxious like characterization of poor white people.
Yeah,
the 100%. Same way that 30 years ago you'd do that with white people, and I think you're gonna see that wokeness will flow over into everything. It'll eventually wash over literally every aspect. People won't be able to be the butt of the jokes in the future, but it's just sort of like they're getting it in the back door with women and gays, and it's like it's just gonna eventually spill over, and everything is gonna be fucking gay as shit.
The animal that was playing the hillbilly?
Was it a fox? Well, I want to say a fox.
No,
Shannon, do you know?
No, I'm trying to find it.
Dude, I fucking tried.
What does the fox say? Nig, 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 nig.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Brendan's gone.
I leave immediately.
Dude, I tried to watch Douglas.
Oh, yeah?
I put it on.
What was it like?
Is that it?
I think that's the mama fox. And then, but there's like the kid. And he's like, he like beats up the girl. He doesn't give a shit, dude. This fucking, it's like this, he like bullies. Yeah, dude, right there.
Oh, yeah, there he is.
He doesn't give a shit, dude. He's like, my dad said I can rape you. It's real deal. Shannon, see if you can find a scene with the fucking little hillbilly fox instead of just making us look at weird interpretations by fans.
I'm trying to find who it is.
Ding, 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 ding.
I'm still chink, sweating
chink,
here.
Chink, 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 chink,
chink. I'm glad I wasn't the only one who remembers that video, by the way.
What was the video?
It was, what does the black say? It was a racist version of what?
Really? I didn't even hear it. I didn't even know that existed.
Tough.
Hilarious.
Did you watch the whole thing?
I mean, once you're in.
Also, did you hear that SpongeBob
is gay?
Is it official, though? I feel like they're interpreting what Nickelodeon did as...
His creator, who died since then, said he's supposed to be, like, asexual.
Yeah,
a homosexual.
Fuck yeah, dude. You know what?
You're on the board.
Fucking solid joke right there. Brenna Sagalos here.
Well, when SpongeBob was like, that was after like 2 years, people were, the creator was like, he's gay. With like Patrick, right?
I don't, they're like, they've towed around it, but Nickelodeon tweeted this thing for Pride, and it was SpongeBob, some trans character, and some other gay character from different Nickelodeon shows.
And SpongeBob was
all
painted
with rainbows.
Yeah, SpongeBob was painted rainbowy.
Insinuating that the character is gay.
I thought it was Irish. I thought it was insinuating that it was an Irish leprechaun type character. Fuck off. That was fucking solid, actually, guys. Hold on.
I mean, you could have shopped it around a little bit more.
Yeah, it's not a whole point.
He's on fire.
The whole show, I've been really good.
Oh, okay. I've only been here for 5 minutes.
Yeah, I know. Well, I'm having a fight with a fucking maniac, and you missed all that.
What maniac?
Jason Ellis.
Oh, shit.
The proprietor of Ellis Mania.
Okay.
Just found out what that word meant.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
Shanna, shut up.
You know, Shanna had a monster voice. There's a lot's been going on this morning.
This show's been fucking nuts, dude. Okay, we gave up money, monetization. We gave it up.
Okay. That's pretty punk rock.
How much we fucking care, dude. Jesus Christ. So SpongeBob is gay, and Zach, we've had this conversation before. We've argued this point before, but I mean, at what point, I just don't really care what my cartoon characters are doing with their penis and vaginas, if they even have them.
Yeah, but it's not just about sex. It's also about who you cohabitate with, who you live with, who you love. Like, it doesn't
have to
be.
That's not a character. In his life, he does not have a love interest. So it's like, yes, I understand. If he had a love interest and it was a woman, and it was like, hey, you know what, dude, is it every show?
Yeah.
That we can never, and it's like, well, you know, let's get real. It's fine.
Uh-huh.
Here's the post. But
who's the middle? The person. Who
the
is
person
that?
I think was a former woman that became
their
a man.
Post-op trans man, I believe.
Yeah. So I'm just saying, and I get what you're saying. That there should be a cultural representation,
and not
as
like
well.
Way over. It shouldn't be like half and half.
I did not have a problem, by the way, in the movie that we cried with about the dad.
Onward!
Yeah. Onward! There was the gay cop, where she was like, "My kid." It was a cop, and she was talking about going home to see her wife's kid.
Yeah,
and that was sort of a big deal. People were like, "Oh, why are you?" And it's like, to be honest with you,
that's
no problem.
That's why Lewis cried. He was like,
"We're gay." In that fucking Disney movie?
They're taking over everything.
No, dude, I had no problem because like it was just sort of very casual. Yeah. It wasn't anything.
Don't let anyone near that half dad's butt.
But you know, it was because it wasn't forced, it wasn't a fucking big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It was just they said, all right, we want to represent something in another way. And I don't really have an issue with that. My point is, SpongeBob doesn't need to be declared as gay. Dumbledore doesn't need to be declared as gay. Dumbledore didn't fuck anybody in Harry Potter. So why are you doing it? You're afterwards going, hey, just so you know.
It does reek of looking for retroactive points.
Yeah, it's a little transparent.
I thought you were going to say it was going to reek of shit and cum.
At the same time, though, like, I don't know. As lame as it sounds, like, it's awesome that there's Miles Morales for little black and Spanish
Miles?
Kids now. What?
Miles Morales?
Yes. For little black and Spanish kids. Now they have a superhero.
I agree to a certain degree where I just feel like I don't
And
really...
by a good superhero, because most of the black superheroes have just stunk.
Why?
So to give them a good one.
What other black superheroes?
Green Lantern.
Static Shock.
Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
Michael B. Jordan.
DMX.
Michael Jackson.
Fucking... Imagine God was black and he just did that to black people. Like, he's made slavery. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with you, dude?
He's a self-hating.
He's a self-hating right-wing black man. He's a fucking straight-up
bow tie.
Yeah, dude. It's like, no, it's a black woman. Yeah. It's those black woman Trump supporters, those old ladies. Yeah. That's what God looks like.
Teach these darkies a lesson.
Yeah.
Do you think it's like a little insulting to the gay community to just take a character and be like, oh, and he's gay? Like, it kind of feels like the, you know, like the brown Band-Aid kind of thing.
Yeah.
Where you're like, you don't need to make every character gay. Like, it's fine.
I agree. I just feel like for children, like, there's something about, like, you know, I don't know, like, they're seeing that now. It's fine. It's just a fantasy world. They don't really have to, it doesn't need to be implemented like, it doesn't need to be forced. And like I said, I think that's a good example. I think the example of Onward, or honestly, I don't really fucking care, dude, if you want to make a gay character. Like, didn't they make the little fucking guy in the remake of Beauty and the Beast?
Lefou. He was gay.
He's gay, but Lefou was sort of fucking gay in the original one. It was implied. Every dad watched that being like, okay, look at this little Lefou. And it was sort of implied, and they just did it. And to be honest with you, I didn't really give a shit because
Lefou does sound like a gay slur.
Oh yeah,
like a slang or
yeah,
a slur.
A slur for a gay. Of course,
get a load of this Lefou over here. It's a real Mr. Smee, if you know what I mean.
But I mean, he's acting like a gay guy. It's like the elephant in the room, and you know, it's fine. But
I mean, that's also. That's a double-edged sword because of how many cartoon villains are evil and gay. So you have the snake from Jungle Book, super gay sounding.
Oh yeah, Jafar. Jafar's gay.
Like they have
shit.
Also, there's also been a history of villains.
I'll show you how gay I can be.
Having like a fabulousness and a lisp to them.
Just want
to
hear Gilbert Gottfried describing what he saw.
Jafar, I'm stuck in your butt.
Yeah, I mean, I guess, yeah, maybe there's some implied gay characters. But once again, I don't really give a shit, right? So if Jafar was banging dudes, good for Jafar. It just didn't really come up in the story. And him banging chicks didn't come up in the story. So it's not like it's like... Look, I get it, Zach. You sort of changed my mind to a certain degree when we initially talked about this. Because... I get there needs to be representation to a certain degree because
it's the same as Lois Lane and Superman. They're not fucking in the comics,
yeah,
but you know they love each other.
They're together, of course. But I think the reality is you get little fucking kids who are, you know, they're in the closet and they're afraid to come out because they see no representation at all, and they go like, "Fuck, dude! Like I'm not supposed to be this." Whereas, yeah, if you get some characters on television, but it's like, you know, give them a gay network. We gave BET to the black people. And I think that there could be a GET, a gay entertainment network, that we give, and I'm sure there is.
It's called Bravo.
There probably yeah. is. Is there actually a gay network?
I mean, Bravo's pretty gay.
Yeah. So put those little gay kid shows on
yeah,
there.
Yeah, put SpongeBob on Bravo. Change the whole thing.
Dude, honestly, dude.
Just really lean into gay SpongeBob.
Care Bears was gay as fuck. They don't got to change it much, you know?
But no, we all know what those bears cared about.
My Little Pony. I assumed all the My Little Ponies were just
okay,
boys.
By the way, My Little Pony, I think being a furry or like a pony person,
a yeah.
way, way, way more condemnable.
Yeah, I think My Little Pony is
if
another
my son wanted
sexuality.
My Little Ponies, I'd bring him to therapy. Yeah. And that's nothing to do with him being gay, dude. I bring him to fucking therapy and I would, yeah, I would go, we go to gay away sleepaway camp.
He's holding like a little pony and he gives him a G.I. Joe.
He would find fucking Jesus. If my son was playing with a My Little Pony, I'm so happy I just don't have to deal with that.
Dude, the weirdos that come out to like horror shit that I go to, we're on you. My buddy Doug has the bus with karaoke on it. I was one of the highest of times I've ever been in my life. We're doing karaoke on a bus in a parking lot of horror convention. A guy in a full gimp outfit with a pony outfit on top gets on the bus, does not introduce himself to anyone, mm-hmm. sings Viva Las Vegas, and leaves. Never took the thing. He had a gimp suit on with a pony suit on top of it.
So the real him is the gimp.
Yeah, there's
and
someone...
he was just wearing a costume.
Yes.
Yeah, that's a freaky underbelly of society. Like it's
especially there's
a
if great... Zach's there okay. underbelly.
Thank you.
It's not bad.
Side belly. There's a great fucking doc. I can't remember what it was, but it's about a bunch of the like. Furry people. And have you seen Boomer the dog?
No.
Boomer the dog is like a famous furry who's been on like every fucking talk show, but they make their costume out of fucking newspaper and they just walk around their town dressed as a dog all day.
It's terrifying.
All the time. And then when they interview them, they're like, oh, you're the most yep, that's Boomer.
Boomer the dog.
I
don't
how
even really
far,
understand what a furry is.
They dress up like animals. So they always say it's a social thing and that they just enjoy it. But then whenever they do interviews, they're like, and it's not like some weird sexual thing.
There was a my
sure, my, I fuck in the suit. It's like when you ask a porn star, have all porn stars been molested? And they're like, no. I mean, I was.
But me and everyone else that I've ever met.
Me and every other girl. Same with the furries. They're like, no, it's not a sexual thing.
Remember
sure,
on,
we all jerk
on
off.
Real yeah. Sex back in the day, they had one where they were dressing up as horses. It wasn't
pony play. No, it's pony play.
Pony play. Is that sort of a version of this?
Yes, but then the suit is part of it.
Well, how much of the suit do you need? Like, can you just wear, like, a tail and be like, yeah.
Most of the ones you see that do the conventions, they wear, like, full mascot
outfits.
There's
furry
outfits.
Conventions.
Yes.
Can we see some video from a furry convention?
Yeah,
maybe
they all wear mascot.
Imagine.
Go undercover. This would be kind of a fun thing to do and try to fucking bang some weird smelly bitches because there's nobody that's attractive.
So they do a thing called yiffing when they're sexually excited. They go...
Oh, Me too.
But they have like litter boxes in their rooms and shit. Like, dude,
they shit and piss.
Remember,
in the
everybody,
box?
Dude.
No, f means yif.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
I have the trailer for the documentaries.
Oh, thank you.
Please, let's see this. This is interesting.
It's called Fursonas.
Yes.
Oh, this guy has my thighs. Furious.
This girl looks like both me and Zach.
Okay, holy shit.
Depends on which one you ask. It just simply means human.
That's like an Edgar Wright shot.
An animal
like
with human.
Like...
I can't remember how to explain what was it.
So they get like costumes that you get from like a costume shop. Or they make them.
They get them custom. These suits, like some of them, are like $20,000.
That's
so they get like custom suits.
So they either make them themselves or customize them. But they, yes, they look good. But these
to
are
match
like,
their fursonas, which is their
fursonas.
Their,
Zach, why do you know so much of?
Because it's called fursona.
Zach, you're sick, fuck, dude. Zach, what if Zach is just in a furry costume this whole time? He's just a skinny chick inside of this fucking.
He just like Darth Vader, all the smoke comes out.
Let's.
It's like Total Recall.
Yeah.
Please, can I see more?
I would say a furry is someone who.
I can't even describe it. Do they call
Boomer
it personalities?
The dog out in the middle of the woods right now, and I just got.
That's
back
Boomer.
Yesterday.
Looks like two girls that I dated seriously. Like two girls that I actually dated in serious relationships.
He wanted to change
combined
his name. Get this, to Boomer the dog.
Okay,
legally,
Boomer.
He wanted his name to be Boomer.
Whatever you say,
dog.
Boomer.
The media is like this vulture. Circling.
The vulture is a part
right
of the furries.
Yeah.
Some of them are vultures.
The vulture comes and cleans up the cum after.
Hi, I'm the media vulture.
Yip, yip, yip.
Yip, yip.
Jewish vulture.
Go ahead.
National television, they care more so about like the ratings and than the truth.
Look like Dylan.
It's true. I
yeah,
am
I know,
a weirdo because I do this. It's not normal per se, but anymore that line of normalcy gets blurred every day.
How do you have time to do this? To act like an animal and dance around? I don't know. Like, what are you? Is there an Instagram? Is there TikTok?
Yeah, I mean,
why are you touching this child? Kill it.
They're called cubs.
After that first time I did it, I really felt it's like. This is what it feels
this
like.
This character, I want to be my friend just this because is it's a cool mask. Like, I feel like my
yeah
son my son would love this furry.
I would have a bodyguard wear that.
Feels like.
This is one of the greatest dangers we face.
Child the molestation. You're all pedophiles.
Getting neutered.
Save the fandom. I'm going to save all of us by giving these people the real story, and I will be a hero.
Please. He's drunk.
No, you won't.
He's
oh,
literally
dude
drunk.
That guy's the scariest guy in the whole thing.
Why? Because
he
created
gets
all
loaded
these people in a
so
lab?
So he's in charge of like the big convention, and
yeah
he just gets loaded, and he doesn't know he's being filmed.
Whoa.
And he's like, and people are going to ask, you know, do you have sex? And we say no. But yeah, we're all up there jerking off. He's just loaded. He's like,
who wants to have an orgy right now?
He's like, listen, we scare people. And we got to say we're nice, normal people. But deep down, I'm crazy! It's like, it's,
the whole who thing wants to fuck a kid?
Yeah, and the whole thing is horrifying.
That's so funny.
That's the problem with that that thing. And we've talked about this before about girls who act like little girls
mm-hmm
when you fuck around with them. You're like,
yeah,
all right, that you obviously were fucked as a child and you're stuck there sexually and uh-huh that's fine. It's kind of hot, but let's just call it what it is.
For okay these guys, a lot of them sexualized a cartoon.
Oh, I thought they fucked an animal in their
so
youth.
I think a lot of them, it seems like they like got obsessed with the car. And it's probably the same. Something fucked up happened to them.
Yeah. Or they got fucked by a dog or something.
Yeah,
and
or
they got
they were
there
molested. I think that these people were all molested while watching fucking
yeah
Roger Rabbit and just fucking getting banged out. And that was it. And they were like, they were stuck in that moment.
Yeah.
And they were like, yeah, well, that's who I am
Jesus
now.
Jesus Christ. And this convention, does it happen at the Javits Center? Do they do it there?
No, I don't think so. But they do them all over. Like, there's tons of them. They do them all over the place.
Jesus
there's
Christ
people that tour like it's a fucking circuit.
I would love to get a furry. If you guys know a furry, are a furry, am a furry, want to be a furry, anything,
I would try that out for a night.
We should go to a furry convention. I would love to.
Yeah.
These are the conventions.
Where I want to be a different animal. Does it have to be a dog?
No, you can be anything you want.
The next one is August 21st through 23rd. They're going. They don't give a shit, dude. They don't give a shit. They're like Skankfest. They're like, yeah, we're doing
it. How are they going to get sick? They all have masks on.
It's true.
Dave Attell's there.
I think Skankfest, what I'm trying to do. Shannon, did you find the masks yet? Don't tell me prices yet on air because I know my heart's going to be broken with how expensive this is going to be.
Yeah, I am. They're up there for any decent mask, but I was speaking with Ralph about it, and I think over the next couple of weeks they might drop a little bit.
So what I want to do is I want to give all the Skankfest pass holders and performers like the mask, but I want to have the X on the mask.
Oh, that's cool.
It'd be awesome.
I would like to
but
note,
it's so expensive. It's crazy. Yeah.
Shannon took a little piece of that conversation out that was way funnier. Ralph, maybe we can make them. I'm like, Ralph, are you going to make a sweatshop? Ralph, are you going to set up a sweatshop where fucking Eric
we can,
is hearing gunshots and making masks?
The problem is we can't use ink. It has to be sublimated somehow. You can't breathe in the ink. I have no idea how you would do that. We got to figure it out. They do it, though. I have no idea. Like, I have my God Bless America mask. Where is it?
My mask broke while I was running here. I, like, ripped it off my face.
I can't do the ones with the elastic around the ears. I have to wear like the motorcycle.
Really?
Mask.
Hey, yeah. Shannon, will you send somebody out to get my America mask?
Yeah.
I love my America mask. Man. I had to get it because I've been going out of town and just getting food, going to restaurants, just enjoying life.
Mm-hmm.
And when you go into these places, you have to wear a mask. Ubers, you have to wear a mask. And by the way, I'll comply by the rules. If I can do that, I'm just not wearing a mask if I got to walk through the fucking park. It doesn't matter. Yeah. I don't need to wear a mask. It's stupid.
Yeah,
I get it for Uber and Lyft because you're like sharing.
You're
air
also
with a
making
stranger.
Them feel comfortable, even if you think it's stupid. You're making them feel comfortable.
Honestly, that looks like a jock strap or something, like a Speedo.
Yeah,
I bet it was at one point.
This is my.
And
fucking...
I'm proud to be an American.
I let you know that I'm going to be safe, but I also support Trump.
Okay, I think we all knew that.
Thank you. Thank you.
And I won't forget the man who died,
who gave their life to me. And I proudly stand up next to you and defend her still today. And dun, I love this land. Love this land. God bless the USA. You hear that, Jason Ellis? Is there anywhere near? Give me a fucking Australian song that is anywhere near that cool.
Hey, you come no from a down under.
That is a pretty good one.
Yeah, that is a good one.
Da da boom, ba da da boom, boom, boom. Fine, Alice, you win that round. Fuck! All right, guys, really quick, we got to thank Manscaped, manscaped.com. What an incredible sponsor for the show. I'm going to tell you right now, when you have sex and you're hooking up with chicks, maybe some of these chicks, they don't say anything. Some of them will tell you right to your fucking face, dude, trim your shit. And there's a few things. Number one, I don't use a fucking Bic on my nuts or on my dick. I've used it in the past. I've nicked myself. I've hurt myself. Not
if you use a Bic, you might nick your dick.
You might dick. I like the fact that you're doing poetry. And they're not paying us for poems. But
thanks, Bic.
Okay. Here's the deal, okay? Manscaped makes really incredible trimmers for downstairs that make nicks and accidents a thing of the past. Premium, really high quality trimmers. They have LED lights, which makes seeing everything nice and easy. And it's really quiet. It's waterproof. You take it in the shower. I'm going to tell you right now, my downstairs looks fucking so good. Shannon, you were telling me before the show, you were like, I love the way your downstairs looks, right?
Yep.
Yep, I know.
And upstairs.
The attic is horrible.
This is now Father's Day is coming up too. If maybe your dad's got a fucking wily bush downstairs and you want him to fucking clean it up, guess what? Manscaped.com is where it's at. We give you a pretty incredible discount. Right now, we're going to give you 20% off and free shipping for your entire Manscaped setup. Go to manscaped.com, manscaped.com. Use the promo code REALASS at checkout. Your balls are going to thank you. Your girlfriend's going to thank you. Everyone in your life is going to thank you. Manscaped.com. Use that promo code REALASS. All right, where were we?
I didn't know he was from Australia.
Yeah, mate.
I thought he was just an English bloke.
Yeah, I'm from Australia, mate. Shannon, you like that fucking accent? That twangy fucking accent, you whore?
I don't hate it.
You make me sick.
No.
Nay. Nice.
Yeah, Shannon, give it to me.
Shannon, you're very very offensive. Very, very offensive.
Sorry.
Go be on his team. Please go, Shannon. Go. I want you to. Yeah, so I got a Patton Oswalt sent me little voice things for James.
Oh, because of the Ratatouille stuff?
Yeah, yeah, Ratatouille and then Secret Life of Pets, too. It was really cute. It's like James, you got to go to bed, blah, 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 blah. And I showed it to Bobby, to Bobby Kelly. And I was like, and then he goes, hold on. Max from Secret Life of Pets has to come on. And Bobby just hit stop. He was like, Louis Max from Secret Life of Pets.
Oh, I forget. Yeah, they replaced him.
He's from Secret Life of Pets, too. It's not the same thing, dude.
It is, and I don't think it is.
What is that sound? Jesus Christ.
They should have just made the first Max from the movie get in trouble for, like, humping a woman's leg or something. And then there's a new dog, you know? That is Patton Oswalt.
Don't they have the technology now? They did this with Rogan, where they can take your words and just make whatever they want out of it. They can make you just take a script, dude, from the sounds you
there's
said.
There's a SpongeBob one.
So why wouldn't they just do that with Louis from the first script? Like, just take all of the sound files and just re-fucking...
I think because they didn't want his voice in it.
That would sound so bad, dude. That would sound so...
They did that with Don Rickles for Toy Story 4. He was dead.
They did it with Rickles?
Yeah, but he only had like two lines.
Help me.
Why are you recording in my hospital room?
Please kill me.
This chink nurse is stealing from me.
It wasn't worth it.
Oh, shit. Yeah, dude. Yeah, so but that was very cool of Patton Oswalt. He's my new fucking friend.
He's a nice guy.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Try to get him to come to Skankfest. Have fun with that, babe. Patton
Oswalt
at Skankfest.
He would disintegrate.
No, I bet he... Dude...
No, he'd be awesome. He was punk rock. I remember, you know.
He did a lot of... He used to be awesome on O&A. He would fucking...
He's hilarious.
Get down with
Patton's
that.
Fucking... He's very woke. But you got to separate that. I mean, he's a very funny comedian. It's undeniably funny. The fucking crowd would eat it up. I think they'd love it. Yeah. I think they'd fucking be like, holy shit. This
When Dana Gould was shitting on Shane, Lewis wanted to get mad, and then he watched Dana Gould. He's like, this guy's pretty goddamn good.
Dana Gould's hilarious.
He's fucking great.
I can't be like, you stink.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Christopher Titus, I was like, you suck.
Yeah.
Suck. I'll scream it from the fucking mountaintops, but, you know, Dana Gould's pretty funny.
He's so funny.
Yeah, dude. Undeniably funny. But, but also, like, kind of a hypocrite. So we watched those jokes, and he's doing jokes using all the no words.
Yeah,
like saying,
any whistle could be a rape whistle.
Yeah, and he's doing, you know, and he's packaging it up as, like, he did sort of what Legion of Skanks does, which goes like, look, it's edgy. Let me show you. So then you can get away with it because you're sort of acknowledging it preemptively that it's edgy, I guess. So that's the difference. You have to. I don't understand, like, why.
You don't even quite know.
It makes no fucking sense what's right and what's wrong anymore. I can't fucking tell you, okay? Did Howard Stern apologize, by the way?
Oh, hold on.
Oh, man, I saw that video. But it's Howard Stern, you know?
Who cares? I mean, oh my God, dude. It's so stupid. It's so funny, by the way. It's also hilarious. Robin sitting there cracking up. It's Stern, who's a fucking shock jock. It's so long ago as well, but I mean, we do shit like that now on this show today.
Yeah.
So I can't say, I'm going to go like, oh my God, Stern. I'm like, well, I read that idea now.
Yeah, you're like putting away your blackface. You're like, oh, that's wrong.
But it's like, you know, but once again, Howard Stern, the problem I think is, once again, he was packaging himself as that for so long. Once he stopped and once he became this woke fucking I'm on the left and I hate Trump and very vocal about it as well. It's like, dog, you do it behind closed doors. What are you doing? Just still be the fucking guy you are, because there's so much people like now you sort of have enemies on both quote unquote sides. Be fucking consistent.
Yeah.
That's what I'll say right now. At the very least, I'm consistent. I'm going to always be the fucking asshole that I am. I'm always going to be unapologetic. That's
Well, you could also change. You could also become a different person.
I know, but not now. Not in society. No. That if you change for that, if I change and became a fucking woke, like, hey guys, you can't say shit. What?
Dude, that's this place crazy. Would burn to the
it's,
ground.
It's fucking nuts. You can't do that in a hypocrisy.
Yeah, if all of a sudden I was like, dude, Lewis is so funny.
Zach attack.
He did not. I think it sounds like he's doubled down of the last article I can find.
What'd he say?
He says, am I a bad guy? I don't think so. Donald Trump didn't think so. He was on my show 27 times. Donnie Jr. did the show on TV, said, I'm really disappointed in Howard. He's changed that I've gone Hollywood. Which
oh,
is
he's
it?
Smart. Oh, yeah. He's angling it like against Trump. Ooh,
yeah.
Smart, Howard.
Jesus Christ.
Holy shit. Wow. Wow. Howard Stern doesn't fuck around.
I don't know why, but I thought for some reason you were going to have a Howard Stern drop when you were doing that.
I was Howard. Excited. I'm excited. You know what? Fuck it. I'll give it to him.
He's a real ass. Hell yeah. Awesome. He's got bad attitude. One might feel he's
real. He's a real ass dude. You cannot apologize. You apologize for one joke, you gotta apologize for every joke, because somebody will keep on pushing that line back more and more and more and more and more. And people who apologize for jokes, I understand it sometimes, but I think that they hurt comedy. If Howard Stern would have came out and apologized and been like fucking groveling and you know, and honestly, if he would have gotten, you know, he's rich enough that it didn't matter. If I was Howard Stern, I would have literally did a press conference in blackface, and I would have bought an island in Africa and enslaved everybody on it to end my career. That would have been, I would have had a blackface radio program in an island in Africa, and I enslave everybody. And that would, because that's how rich Howard Stern is. He can do whatever the fuck he wants, okay? He can literally be like, fuck you, it doesn't matter. So that's also a level of freedom that you sort of have once you sort of get that big. But I'm surprised that he didn't grovel a little. I'm very surprised that
would have been
didn't.
That would have been such a hard article to have to write through. Like
hard,
Howard Stern
hard
says,
article.
Yeah.
Yes,
oh,
Zach,
fuck
that's
yeah,
the name
dude.
Of the show.
Fuck yeah,
the name
man.
Of
that
the
was
show.
Awesome.
Hard article. Damn, holy shit. I recognize it, by the way. It's your joke, but I recognize how great it was. Rape on the first fucking date. Let's go, bitch.
Just that headline, like Howard Stern says, "Eyes are so sorry, Massa."
I love it. I fucking love it. So we'll see what happens, and we'll see if he sticks to his guns. But it's like, look, you gotta fucking that's his brand. How are you getting mad at a guy for his brand?
That's also, what he
like did for years, they knew they didn't give a fuck. America's Got Talent, all these shows, they didn't give a fuck. That's why he got to where he was at. That's how big. That's how he got. How big. That's how he got to be as big as he is, was by sort of not fucking around and taking chances and being silly. And by the way, there was nothing even slightly racist about what Howard Stern fucking did. Howard Stern's not racist. Howard Stern's, you know, literally making those types of jokes. But so you know, so people fucking get it, because you shouldn't have to explain shit. You're making fun of racism.
Yeah.
Do people not fucking understand what's the reason that you go like, oh, shit, it's the reason it shocks the ears and the reason that type of comedy exists? Is because it's not supposed to be said. We recognize that it's not supposed to be said.
Yeah.
If nobody's putting on like a Klans meeting and being like, dude, this is going to be funny, dude. Let's watch what these guys are saying right now. This is going to be hilarious.
Yeah.
That's psychotic. That's not what's happening. The whether it's irony, sarcasm, whatever it is.
Before the Grandmaster, ladies and gentlemen, the Reverend Bob Levy.
Doggy, but it's like, you know, and you shouldn't even have to say that, but it's like I'll even take it a step further, right? So when using those words, right, the words you're not supposed to say, like racial words, you call it somebody even in a moment of anger, right? You call a gay guy a faggot or a black guy a nigger, right? Let's say in the moment of anger, you do that, right? And I'm not condoning
that. Lewis
gets
confused. He does those opposite.
No, I would never call a black guy the N-word in a moment of anger. I wouldn't do that. You know what I'm saying? I would never call a gay guy, you know, I wouldn't do that's fucking crazy. That's like the, but in the moment that somebody does, right, I can defend that thought, right? Even as not that person not necessarily even being racist.
Well, yeah, because they're trying to hurt that
person's
feelings.
They're trying to be vile. Okay. Yeah. And they're really trying to get at this person. I remember when I was in the seventh grade, I won't say the kid's name, obviously, because I don't want to fucking ruin his life. But there was this white kid, and he was a preppy kid. He was a nice kid. I grew up, I'm 38 years old. I grew up when it was like separated into those categories. It was like at the Abercrombie kids. He was one of those kids.
Uh-huh.
Right?
So preppy.
Preppy. Yeah, it was a preppy. I was a fucking like sort of alternative-y.
You were like a cool punk rock.
Lewis's school had Abercrombies and Aboriginals.
Dude, I no, there was like the punk rock kids, there was the goth kids, there was
stoners,
the homie G's, that's what we call the black kids, which is very racist.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
Jesus.
The homie G's. Yeah.
The homeless G's.
So this kid was like a preppier kid, and when I was in the seventh grade, this is before high school. I was like an alternative-y type kid in high school, but I was much more of a homie G when I was in the seventh grade. I would wear like Boss jeans. I would wear a Tommy Hilfiger. My friends were like, all for the most part, Hispanic and black. I had one white friend, James Ciccone, but it was me, James Ciccone, Mike Guerrero, Paulino Hilario, the least funny of the group.
Okay.
I don't know. I thought it was funny. He killed himself.
Oh.
Paulino Hilario.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just, it sounds like a superhero that he poses as a comedian.
Yeah. Hilario. I just got it.
Yeah, you got it.
Just got it.
But we had all these kids that were like, you know, we were like poor kids from Railroad Avenue, right? We were fucking kind of trashy kids, all of us, whatever background we were from. But me and this kid didn't like each other, okay, this preppy kid. And we were on the bus one day, and I kept on calling him a white boy, right? I kept on being like, whatever, white boy, fuck you, white boy.
It's the hardest one to deal with because there's no good response.
Yeah, you're like, hey, dude.
Hey, jerk.
Yeah, asshole.
I kept on hitting him with this white boy, and he was just losing it.
Cracker.
He was not happy.
You got to go straight, like, and this is just in my altercations, you got to go straight to cunt.
Yeah, yeah.
Have you ever called a hood guy a cunt? Their head spins. They don't know how to process it.
So I call him white boy a few times, and he's like, whatever, fuck you, you fucking nigger. And he said it to me.
Oh, my God.
And I went, I was like, what? I was like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
And then he was like, you keep on calling me a white boy. And I was like, all right, it's true.
Touche. I think we're friends now.
Yeah.
Do you want to start a podcast?
This is the moment I became a white supremacist. And no.
And that guy was Zach.
No, this
and
guy.
That guy was Dave Smith.
This guy, I don't believe this guy was, to this day, I don't think this guy's racist. I knew him all throughout high school. He's a nice enough guy.
No,
like,
of course.
This guy just fucking was upset. And I kept on going there. And
he was
a
cornered animal.
Yeah, dude. And he was mad. He wanted to, I was hurting his feelings. Oh, he kept in hearing white boy. And it's like, you know, I can't fault this guy for going there. And I don't think that he's a bad person or racist or whatever. He was trying to hurt my feelings and say the most visceral, ugly word you could say at somebody. And in that moment, he said it. And it didn't even hurt my feelings. It literally made me just kind of think, oh, like, yeah, I am being a fucking hypocrite. How could I get mad at that?
Yeah.
And I thought of this story the other day, and I'm glad I got to tell it. But I don't think that any of those words in the joking context, obviously, who gives a fuck? But even in the real life anger context where you see people say crazy shit, I don't think it necessarily means that you're a racist or homophobic or whatever else it is.
Yeah, it's all about like how many times you say it and where you say it. And, yeah. You know, N-word me once, shame on you.
N-word me three times, raise my son.
Holy fucking shit. What the hell is going on here, Zach?
Zach attack.
So, did you guys see the shooting at the Wendy's drive-thru?
I think it was too tragic for both of us.
What? Yeah.
We couldn't hold it.
No!
How's Wendy? How's my love? No, what happened?
You didn't see this? This is the new outrage. Atlanta, you didn't see this?
They burned it down, didn't they?
They burned down the Wendy's?
Why?
I think they burnt down a Wendy's, if not that one.
Why did they burn down the Wendy's?
Oh, Wendy's?
What do the Wendy's do? All
right. McDonald's is behind this.
Look, I've been very sympathetic to the Black Lives Matter movement for a few weeks now.
It's about time.
Enough's enough. Yeah. Okay, I gotta be honest with you.
They ain't out here burning down Bojangles.
Doggy, look, this whole story is
Golden Corral's
crazy.
Still standing.
I'm not saying that this guy deserves to be dead, but I'm just saying that what else do you fucking expect? Do you know what happened in this story?
No, what happened?
I have no clue.
Oh my God, this is nuts. Okay, I mean,
did he order a number one with a bullet?
Let me Jesus Christ.
Sorry. I don't know what happened. I don't know if that's
that's actually too far.
Okay.
Brandon, we're gonna have to have a talk. You took it a little too far on the Real Ass Podcast.
Oh no.
So this guy is at and Shannon, do me a favor, correct me if I'm wrong about any of this story. And there's video evidence with three different angles to support what happened. And people are still losing their minds, okay? So, black guy is at a Wendy's drive-thru, and he has fallen asleep behind the wheel. And people are beeping and losing their minds, being like, fuck it, let's go. I'm trying to get my Wendy's. Cops
I would have used the horn creatively. Wake up, you nyeh. I want my Wendy's.
So they call the cops, and they come and they give him a breathalyzer test. And turns out this guy is hammered. He's over the limit, and he fell asleep behind the wheel. So they go to arrest him.
That sucks, by the way, because you're almost home free.
Yeah. You're like, all I got to do is sober up, get some French fries, get some chili, a baked potato. I'm going to be fucking...
A frosty breath.
Yeah.
How long was the guy in front of him taking?
I don't know.
He just passed out?
It was me, that's why.
Yeah, I'm going to have a number four, no pickles.
So this guy... The cops, they give him a breathalyzer test, and he fails. So they're like, yeah, we got to arrest you. And then, this is crazy. I mean, guys, I got to be honest with you. This is not how I would react if I'm being arrested. I hate to tiptoe around the fucking issue here. The guy starts fighting the cops.
Oh, God.
Starts struggling with the cops. Now, these two cops are fucking pussies. You know, what do you want to do? Hire weaker cops or stronger cops? I don't know what you want to say, guys. This black guy was, it looked like El Gigante in the WWE, and he was like two jobbers just clunking their heads together. It was, these cops could not handle this fucking
calling
black
for backup.
Guy.
We have a real nugget issue here at Wendy's.
Doggy, this black guy was handling these cops, right? So the cop pulls out a taser, and it's like, I'm going to tase you. The guy's like, give me that taser, and grabs the taser. He's hammered. This guy's just struggling.
I'm
not being tased. I'm crazy. Dude, the cop, you hear the cop going, he's got the taser. Cops are goofballs.
He's like picking up his pants. The pants are too big. He's got my taser, fellas.
He pantsed him. Dude, he made him hit. Quit hitting yourself.
White boy.
The guy runs, turns around, has the taser, points it at the cop. Shoots the taser.
Whoa.
Misses. The cop then shoots
holding
the guy.
Holding it sideways.
Yeah.
The cop then shoots the guy, and the guy died. Now, whilst unfortunate.
I mean, listen, you want to really be on the right side of history.
Yeah.
But Jesus Christ.
What else are you supposed to do? There's got to be some fucking accountability. There's got to be a little bit. There's something. Where's the line? This is crazy. How is it even up for debate? It's on camera. There's three different fucking angles.
Listen, I want to be so supportive, and I want to 100% be on one side, but you see even the video of the guy's got the girl, and she's like, you gonna lose your job. I was like, just hit her.
Just one. Well, they fired this guy already. They fired the police chief, stepped down. The guy who shot this guy is going to probably end up being arrested and going to jail. How crazy is that? Like, what else do you do?
There's one update after the autopsy when they saw that the bullets entered from his back. They've ruled it a homicide now.
So wait, they shot him in the back?
Yeah, that there were two. The two shots were in his back.
Yeah, because he turned his fucking thing. All right, let me tell you something. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
In this moment, okay, you got to understand, dude, it sounds very crazy to go like, oh my God, he shot him in the back. We can watch the video. Here's the thing. I think it bums people out sometimes to watch these videos. So I feel like you can watch it yourself. I don't think we need to show you. Do you want to see it?
I haven't seen it.
Let's watch it from three different angles. Okay. Or we can look at it.
I can do it from the man's body camera.
All right, pause it for a second, though.
But you could also, if you're getting shot, you could be like, yeah. Like, you could.
This is what really happened, okay? He's like running from them, turns like this, okay? And that's how he got shot. Now, yes, he's technically running from this guy. He fired the fucking thing. Now, here's the problem. Uh-huh. The cop in the moment is going, shit, he's going to hit me with the taser, and he's going to take my gun and kill me. This isn't a guy that's acting fucking normal. Let me explain to you. I've been arrested a dozen times. if you start fist fighting the cops,
yeah,
I'm telling you, 99% of the time, this is not a fucking great person.
Yeah,
I just don't. There's no other way to slice this. And I feel it's sad to say, like anybody who gets fucking killed, right? He wasn't an unarmed black guy at that point. Went to grab the cop's taser, wrestle it from him, took it from him,
yeah,
and then shot it at a cop. He's unarmed. And it could have been worse because let's say he hits the cop. I have no idea how any of this shit works. Like, you know, in this moment, the cop has a split second to go, I'm fucking protecting myself, my partner, other people that are in the neighborhood. If this guy gets my gun right now,
yeah,
he can go and fucking kill somebody. And there's no chance that's going to happen. And, you know, it's unfortunate and it's sad to say, but let's get real. How do you not fucking say, how at the very least isn't the conversation like, holy shit, that guy shouldn't have acted that way. This isn't a case of police murdering another innocent unarmed black man. This is a case of like a person really seriously resisting arrest in a way where could be very dangerous to fucking children in the area.
Yeah.
This is not about color. This is like if anybody acted that way, I don't give a shit what it is. They start shooting a weapon at a cop. The cop's job at that point is to protect everybody involved. And I want my cops to fucking do that and not question that.
And isn't that suicide by cop? Wendy's.
It is.
Yeah, you're a couple cars down being like, oh, this is crazy.
That's just, imagine being in the cars behind.
Yeah.
Like, just wait.
Oh, my God. I'll take a number after all of this. I'm going to have a large Coke.
Pull the video up. It's fucking, you know, maybe I'm crazy. Maybe I'm seeing this in some wrong way.
Just take a deep breath in.
I'm willing to admit that. It's a gun. Whoops, sorry. I'm sorry, sir. I thought it was the breathalyzer machine. Ooh, our bad.
Well, give me a burger or something. Right. Just take me home. I'm ready to go.
So you had about 1.5 drinks, but you don't remember what kind of drinks they were?
No, sir.
All right.
I really don't, Mr.
All right. I think you've had too much to drink to be driving. Put your hands behind your back for me. Here, put your hands behind your back.
Yeah. Oh, you idiot.
It's just crazy. You can't do that.
First of all, he's a scumbag for drunk driving.
Yes. Yeah. Also, a really shitty fucking thing to do. Drunk driving is, I mean, dude, there's fucking kids out there. Like, if you drunk drive, you're a piece of fucking shit. Why are we defending you? That's a great point, Zach. I didn't even think about it because everything gets overshadowed. That's something where it's like, you're a fucking scumbag.
Yeah.
If you're drunk driving, it's a shit fucking move. No matter what way you want to slice it. This has nothing to do with anything else. There's kids out there. By the way, you'll see another one of the we're gonna continue to watch the video. One of the people taking the video has a kid in the car.
Jesus.
You know what I'm saying? And all this is going on where there's like a kid, a bullet could easily fucking ricochet. When the cops got you, especially for a for any crime, it doesn't matter. When
they got you.
They got you. Put your fucking hands up because you're putting everybody around in danger. I mean, it's as simple as that. Why is there none of that? Why, like, there's a responsibility for you to not make a fucking cop have to pull out his gun.
Yeah.
You're fighting this
especially for, like, yeah, in this case, for sure, if they're arresting you, you're like, they got me. I mean, if you're just walking down the street and they're, like, arresting you, that's another thing.
You still have to just, look, dude, it's unfortunate. I've been fucked with cops for no reason. You still can't fight the cops.
Yeah.
You still can't do it. It becomes like there's a reason we have a criminal justice system to a certain degree where you have your day in court. You could fight it there. Now, there are systemic issues and it's set up against black people and brown people in a very, very big way. And that needs to change. It's not going to be changing by fist fighting a cop and running away from him and grabbing his weapon.
And there's a lot that needs to be fixed. But it's literally you're doing more harm than good.
Yeah.
By doing anything like that.
All right, continue.
These cops suck.
This angle sucks.
It's like Blair Witch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The cops are just standing in the corner.
Yeah. They also identified two more witnesses, but Howard did express
difficulty in obtaining all of the body cam and dash cam from APD. Yeah, this is the other footage. Shannon, turn the volume off because it's just... Or no, actually, you know, fuck, I want you to have the volume on because I want to see. This guy's got good wrestling.
These guys suck.
Dude. These guys are terrible. I mean, yeah, but then it's like, what do you say? Do you want more, bigger, tougher cops? Or what do you want to do? Well, you can't have your cake and eat it too. What do you want? Do you want fucking pussy soy boys? Or do you want big badass cops that can fucking take
it? You get it. You can't have your cornbread and eat it too.
He punched that cop. Look.
Yeah.
He turns around. He goes to tase him.
They've tried like every taser, yeah. 10:30,
police were called there after reports of a man who was parked in the drive-thru had fallen asleep.
He turns right there, and that's where he gets shot. See? I mean, dude, what do you want to fucking say? These guys are also in a moment having to make a decision to save their lives, and look at all the amount of cars that are around. They have to make a decision in that moment. And what do you... Let's go. So you know what? I'm going to go to McDonald's. Yeah, you know what? I'm not hungry.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, that sucks.
But you know what I'm saying? It's like this moment where... And like, I don't think anybody... Here's the problem. This guy's drunk, and he fucked up. I don't know his criminal history. I don't know what's going on. I'm not saying, like, fuck, this guy is a piece of shit. I'm saying, like, in this moment, he's drunk, and he really fucked up. You remember the story I told at Eastville with the white kid who was drunk?
Yes.
Okay, one time I was at Eastville, to rehash real quick. Sorry, guys. Standing in front of Eastville Comedy Club back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And the car, there's, like, cars parked, like, there's cars waiting to go at a red light. They're stopped, like, in front of the club. And then I just hear, like, screeching coming down the 4th Street. It's 4th Street. And a Jeep just crashes into the cars that are waiting to go. Just...
Whoa.
And then, like, a white kid who's hammered, like, drunk, fucking 19 years old, maybe, hammered, gets out and starts going, like, whoa. And people are, like, going, like, what the fuck, dude? Are you drunk? It's like, what's going on? Yeah, somebody's got to call the cops because he starts, like, trying to leave the scene.
Yeah.
And some kid, you can see he's, like, really upset, and he's, like, starts to, like, run almost, and he starts to pull something out of his waistband, and somebody goes, he's got a gun, right?
Whoa.
Get a gun, right? And he chucks under a car and tries to run. Somebody tackles him. They hold him there till the cops come. And he's just crying. He's, like, crying. And I remember I felt bad for the kid. I was like, he fucked up. Yeah. Whatever happened today, like...
That's the rest of your he's going to think about the mistakes he made that day.
Wow.
Will haunt him for the rest of his life.
And I, like, the same thing with this guy at the drive-thru. I don't know if he's a bad person or whatever it was, but when you're drinking and you're making stupid decisions like that, you start to just whatever in the moment. He just the same way the cop is sort of making a fucking split-second decision, but the cop's not drunk. The cop is trying to protect himself, his partner, the people around him. He wasn't trying to murder that guy, guys. I mean, what are we saying? Like, how... If anybody thinks that cop got up that morning and tried to kill that guy, that's crazy.
When he was at wherever he was and he got a call, hey, there's a guy drunk, passed out in the
Wendy's. He was like, oh, easiest call of the night.
Yeah. But he also didn't go, yes.
Yeah, of course.
He went, oh, this is going to be a big pain in the ass.
Yeah, put your hands behind your back. This guy, you know, not everybody is trying to do that, and it's irresponsible to say that, you know? But I, you know, that kid, I felt bad because it was like this moment, whatever he decided to do, he went to a party, had that drink, got behind the, like, got his brother's gun to show off, whatever it was. I don't know. I don't know if this kid was a violent criminal that he was going to rob somebody. I have no idea. He was just some fucking...
But that gun is like, what, how many more years for...
That kid's life was ruined.
Yeah.
Done.
Yeah.
Done. This kid's life is fucking ruined. This guy, and now look, don't get me wrong, like, he didn't die. He wasn't a black guy who was killed. But he also, that kid... When the cops came, he didn't fight them, and he didn't pull out a gun there. He didn't grab their weapon. And if he did, I promise you, the cops would fucking shoot him.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about race. It's not. It can't be about race. It's so irresponsible to make everything about that. It can't be. If anybody, you or I, go for a cop's gun, his partner's going to kill me.
Yeah.
Do you guys ever have intrusive thoughts?
What, like that?
Where thoughts where you're just like, you see the cop's gun and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Take it.
Yeah.
Take
it. Of course.
Of course.
Suicide by cop. Think about it all the time.
Yeah, every time I would see a cop's gun, I would fucking...
There's a little part of you.
Yeah.
The same as when the subway goes by and the engineer sticks his head out. I'm always like, slap him.
Yeah.
But what about the people like that kid?
The problem
who...
is you don't even know how much force that would cause. You would
it would knock my arm off.
You'd fucking break your hand. You'd kill them.
Yeah.
Your thumb would impale their fucking temple.
What about the kid who shot up that church, that black church, and then they just like arrested him and... Whatever. Dylan Roof went through McDonald's.
I don't know what was going on with those cops, but here's the thing. You can point out, here's the way that I really feel about that, right? I'm sure you can also point out 1,000 times where some black kid committed some crime and they picked him up and they didn't kill him.
Mm-hmm.
And he did some crazy violent shit and he just cooperated when they got there and said, hey, I'll put my hands behind my head and that's that. I promise you more often than not, it doesn't really matter to that cop. I think cops have a culture of perpetrators and non-perpetrators. And there's issues where I think, like, yes, they look at black people differently. We all look at black people differently. We all look at Puerto Rican people differently. We all look at Chinese people differently. And
Chinese
pretend,
people look at us differently.
Yeah, they do. They can barely see us.
Through eyelids.
But it's like that is a real thing, and trying to change that is good, but it's very much a reality. But I think most cops see the world as cops and non-cops. They see perpetrators, civilians, the perpetrators being criminals, civilians being non-criminals, and then they see fucking cops.
Which is also maybe an issue in itself, in that the cops is such a fraternity that they're willing to turn a blind eye, let people get away with crazy shit.
For sure.
That's something that needs to be
addressed. Of course, that should be addressed, but I don't know that addressing it is by calling every time a cop kills somebody murder. Yeah. That's fucking
crazy. Did somebody burn down a goddamn Wendy's, or did I make that up?
No,
I'll protest. I'll go out and I'll protest if they burn down
the
Wendy's.
The air smelled real good that Let's night. Go.
I believe I heard that it was that one that they burned down 1 second. Burned down Wendy's.
Why? What did the Wendy's do?
It's probably black-owned. Tell me it's black-owned.
A video appears to show a white woman setting fire to Wendy's in Atlanta where Rayshard Brooks was killed. As black protesters shout, "It wasn't us," and cops offer $10,000 to track her down.
Whoa.
Oh, my God.
Is it black-owned? Tell me it's black-owned. A white lady burnt down a black-owned Wendy's. Oh, it's the best. I love it.
This story is like everything's wrong.
This story is bananas.
Everything is wrong in this story.
Yeah. Did you see the other one? Oh, this is a good one, too. So there was, I saw this story initially, and I thought the woman was right in the story. And it turns out she's completely wrong. So apparently it's a Filipino guy who's putting in chalk on the sidewalk. Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
And this white woman.
Oh,
comes
I
up.
Did
you,
see that.
Pull up the video, Shannon, if you can.
At your property. Mike, this is, just want to know if it's your problem. I mean, you could easily just go like, I'm not defending these people, but if that were me, I would just go, I live here.
Yeah,
just to like them go,
he's
okay.
Trying to have his moment too. The problem is people suck these days. They're all trying to have their moments.
I don't want any conflict. I would just go, this is my house,
go ahead.
Hold on 1 second, I have something else playing. 1 second.
But she does look like the Riddler, doesn't she?
She's evil. She's looking, like, she's an evil looking bitch. Yeah,
is this your property?
So tell me.
She's going like this.
Is it your property?
Answer me this, Bats.
Yeah, she's an evil looking bitch. I like it. I wanted to defend her. I was ready to start defending white people again this whole week. I saw this story. I was like, whoa, get off her property, you fucking weird Filipino.
Like, yeah, with her, it's like, just leave him alone. Who gives a shit? Is that your house? No. Who gives a fuck?
So, well, here's the thing. I took her for her word, because she says, here, Shannon, play it. You'll see.
Hi, I'm asking you if this
How scary is that?
Why are you asking?
Because it's private property.
Because it's private property,
so,
sir.
So, are you defacing private property, or is this your building? You're free to express your opinion.
No,
but not on people's property.
Okay.
Absolutely. Sure. Just respectfully.
Sure.
So, we're just saying, absolutely, your signs and everything, and that's good. This is not the way to do it.
Okay.
It's private property.
But if I did live here and it was my property, this would be absolutely fine.
Totally.
If I live here or if this is my property.
We actually do know. That's why we're asking.
Oh, really? Because you live here, right? You said so.
Because we know the person who does live here.
Oh, okay. So I suggest you call him.
So this guy,
he knows. I mean, how good of a feeling
he lives
that.
There. Oh, it's the
how good of that feeling.
And look at
do you know?
Oh, look at this.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Oh, really? You cowardly lion looking cunt.
Oh, do you know the guy that lives here?
Let's go get him then.
Think about it. He's sitting there. He's like, this is the most viral.
This is the best
moment in the world. I mean, it's like,
I'll go get him. Hi, I live here.
Wow. See, here's the thing. I took her for her word. I was like, I'm ready to start believing white people again this week. It's been a crazy week. And I took her for her word. And I was like, well, you know, to be honest with you, if she knows a guy who lives there and he's there, you know, defacing his property.
I mean, this is on par with like when comedians make videos where they start shit with super drunk people so they can be like,
yeah,
I destroyed this heckler.
Of course.
Who couldn't figure out how to put the sentence together.
Yeah.
Dude, this bitch, oh my God.
He wasn't sweating at all, dude.
Dude, what a fucking amazing moment for him. Like, you couldn't be any more right and have it on video. Like, you're just, just making somebody eat their fucking words.
I know. It sucks though because on the video he doesn't. The reveal, there's no reveal.
I know. I really wish the reveal was in the video.
I know.
I really wish.
Like another 60 seconds of the video.
Yeah, we could play some more of it.
Or call the police, because you're accusing me of a crime, correct?
What I'm asking you is why are you?
And I'm not answering you.
Okay, that's fair. That's fair.
So you, your choices are to call the cops if you believe I'm calling a crime, and I will more than be happy to talk to them.
Okay, thank you.
What's your name again?
I'm Lisa.
Lisa, what's your last name?
What is your name?
What's your name? I asked first, Lisa.
Crime,
what's your name, sir?
Robert.
What's your last name, sir?
What is your first name, sir?
I'm not talking to you. You're talking to me. I'm asking you.
Yeah, he is sort of like, it kind of reminds me.
He's baiting him.
Yeah, he's baiting him completely, you know. And it's, but look, the reality is, mind your fucking business. I got to be honest with you. Even if,
and it's chalk.
Unless it's your fucking, right, it is chalk. Spray paint. And if, unless it's your fucking house, mind your fucking business. Like, but I just have a different reaction to this guy. They call, I hate this new term, Karen. I hate it. I fucking hate it.
Why?
She sucks on podcasts.
Doggy, I can't stand this term. It's so
you ruin
fucking
a year of your life dating her, and then you found out you could have seen her asshole for $20 a month. Come on. It's a fucking nightmare.
Come on, Zach. So, yeah, dude, I'm telling you right now, this guy is doing just what she is doing as well, which is fucking being. My reaction would be, I'd be like, I fucking live here, you stupid fucking bitch. Beat it. Get out of my fucking face before I beat up your husband. That would be my reaction. And it would be diffused. It wouldn't be this.
And
it would be completely diffused. They would go, yes, sir. Is there anything you'd like from Wendy's? We're going to stop by.
It's definitely not on fire. Dude, I'm telling you right now, I would have diffused the situation by threatening your husband's life. And they would have walked the fuck away. There would have been no online fucking thing. And she would have been appreciative of it. In the moment, she wouldn't have felt appreciative. In the moment, she would have been like, holy shit, this guy's a violent criminal. I'm calling the cops on him. And I would have probably gotten in trouble in that moment. But the reality is now her life is fucking, I'm sure it's not really ruined. Do people really give a shit about those people for more than a few days? Celebrities, they don't give a shit about
people
for more than a week.
People are so mad right now that any kind of racial tension, no one's looking into it the way we do on the Real Ass Podcast.
It's true.
But
we're one of the only fucking people talking about shit in a real ass way. So you could be as sarcastic as you want, Brendan Sagalow.
Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, it's, you know, it's everybody's, there's so much racial tension right now.
Yeah.
But I would, you know what I would have done? When I would have been like, what's your name? And she goes, Lisa. I went, well, Lisa, you cunt, I live here. Like, that's when he should have done
nice
it.
Nice and simple. Yeah, bitch, I live here. How do you feel now? Mm-hmm. Beat it. Before I fucking beat up your fucking boyfriend.
Yeah, I bet you feel so stupid.
I'm going to kill your dog.
Did you see the people that tried to say that Black Lives Matter people defaced their cemetery? But they wrote shit like, blacks rule. And like Crips, but like wrote it wrong. Yeah. And then every black person I've seen that posted it was like, yeah, no black person is hanging out in a cemetery. Yeah. And no black person in history has been like, hey guys, let's go fuck around in a crypt.
Yeah. We're the Crips.
Yeah, look, one guy, I think it was somebody probably trying to get like insurance money on their house.
Yeah.
And they literally wrote like, blacks rule.
Blacks rule. Whites drool.
she apologized, the lady?
Yeah.
Shannon, what did she say?
Hold on. She says she's deeply sorry for her quote-unquote racist actions and wants to have coffee with him to personally apologize.
Oh,
she said,
dude,
there are not enough words to describe how truly sorry I am for being disrespectful to him last Tuesday when I made the decision to question him about what he was doing in front of his home.
Yeah, that's all it is. Stop talking to people you don't know. Don't talk to
mind
strangers.
Mind your fucking business. Simple as that. Mind your fucking business. Something like that is stupid. It's in chalk as well, which is just really dumb. It's the type of thing where even if it wasn't his home, who fucking cares? Even if it was my home, I would probably avoid the. There's more effort and energy in going out and arguing with that person than throwing a fucking thing of hot water on it.
You know that guy was like 24. Four or whatever.
Yeah. He's a little bitch too. Look, they're all little bitches, okay? Yeah, like, fuck, you're a fucking man with Chuck, go fuck yourself. Okay, yeah. Suck a fucking dick. You're not cool. You're using sidewalk chalk right now. You're not helping anybody. You're not doing anything. And I know you're thinking exposing some person and probably getting her death threats and getting her fucking kids to have to change school.
Yeah.
Change schools is doing something. But yeah, she's a fucking stupid, dumb, older white bitch that's ignorant. And guess what? If we're calling everybody out on their ignorance and all the shit that they do wrong, we're not going to be able to move forward as a society because everybody has dumb shit. Everybody says and does dumb shit. And if there's a camera in your face, everybody listen to this right now. If there's a camera in your face in this past month with the dumbest thing you've said or done, right? Would it fuck with your job? Probably, right? If people really fucking knew. So shut the fuck up.
Yeah,
everyone
away.
Shut the fuck up. That's the lesson today. And we'll end the show on that.
Oh,
plus, we need that. Plus, we need that chalk to trace the bodies of all the dead black guys that these cops are murdering.
How are we going to know where they were?
How are we going to know when they were viciously murdered by the police?
It says, since the footage went viral, the woman's skincare line was dropped from the makeup firm Birchbox.
Damn, man.
See?
It's fucking brutal.
Yeah, that woman's fucking 80 years old. Look how good she looks.
And, like, that guy's being, like, call the cops. And it's like, dude, what do you... Don't tell them to call the cops.
Yeah, why? Like, now... You're trolling the cops, by the way. All you're doing is you're trying to escalate a situation. So let's get real. Let's look at the responsibility here. Yeah. She's a stupid bitch. That's an aside, okay? But he's also a stupid bitch. Because this guy's trying to escalate a situation to what? To make a viral video to prove a point?
Yeah.
What's the point? I don't understand it. You can simply go, oh, I live here. You're a dumb bitch. Cool. Keep on being a dumb bitch. Make her feel dumb. Make her reflect. You know? Not make her secretly hate Filipinos for the rest of her life and do everything. And she wants to have coffee with you because she's going to poison you, motherfucker.
Yeah.
She hates you now. It's over.
I would like to have coffee with you.
Let's have coffee. I'd love to have coffee with you. Do you like coffee?
How do you like... He gets get it out or whatever.
Her face is like every time Tony Hinchcliffe is about to say a joke.
All right. This is the Real Ass Podcast Monday show. We came back strong. I was not feeling great at the top of the show, but I do feel nice at the end of it. I'm going right here, right after this. We're going out to get my first training session. Can Luis J. Gomez bounce back and get in the best shape of his life and fight Jason Ellis possibly sometime toward the end of the year, in the beginning of the year? We'll see what happens. Is Jason Ellis willing to fucking sign on the dotted line? Is he willing to come in with the type of offer that I'd be looking for? Because let's get real. We broke records at Ellis Mania 15 when Luis J. Gomez was simply the co-main event against Ryan O'Neal. Luis J. Gomez versus Jason Ellis. It is a fucking... We all know it's a record-breaking event. So hopefully Jason's willing to sign on the dotted line and come up with some sort of terms that make sense for me as well, because I think we can fucking make a lot of money, make it a very, very big event. And honestly, I think I'd give him one hell of a fight. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for listening to the Real Ass Podcast. We'll check you on Wednesday with another show.
That's all, folks.